want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is the Beard House. As many know, James Beard was a man who helped change the face of cooking in America, primarily through his tremendous cookbooks. His trust and celebration in the character of American cuisine was part of why I am able to cook the way I do. When he died, his famous Greenwich Village townhouse was almost put on the market for sale, and his personal cooking utensils, his pots, pans, knives, you name it, were nearly sold off for a song. Instead, it has become a living celebration of his love of food and teaching. Chefs from all over consider it a great honor when invited to go there and cook. The monies collected from the events keep the house up, as well as provide a wide variety of scholarships to culinary students, farm concerns, urban gardens, and more. The very first time we did a Beard dinner was around 1986. I was invited to join two Miami chefs at a restaurant out in Kendall. Honestly, though I did have one of Mr. Beard's cookbooks, I had very little information on what the nature of a James Beard dinner would be all about. The dinner was held at a restaurant named Toby's. There was an enterprising young Italian chef named Michael Chiarello manning the stoves then. The other invited chef was Mark Militello, who was making fans at his place then on 125th Street. I was still cooking in Key West at Louis's Backyard. So my friend, Prol Perry, and I rolled up US-1 to take part in a dinner we had little idea about. But we did have a sense of something culturally dynamic happening. Over the past years, I've been a part of a number of dinners, both in the famed Beard House, but also events done to raise funds for the charity, from Mexico City to Chicago to ones we have done in Miami. To win a James Beard Award is arguably the highest restaurant honor in America. Many say it is the equivalent of winning an Oscar in the world of cinema. I have been very fortunate to have been awarded. But each time I go back to cook at the Beard House, I still enter with a sense of awe. The presence of James Beard still remains in the townhouse. I can easily imagine him holding court in his kitchen and cooking, while enthralled guests or cooking students watch as he prepared them foods he loved. He was a towering man of Rabelaisian appetites, and his body was evidence of his sincere love of cuisine. One of my treasured memories of cooking there was a time when Charlie Trotter and Emeril Lagasse joined Indian-born chef Raji Jalipali to cook there with me. It was a joyful evening of disparate cooking styles united by the passion of cooking in unbounded ways. Charlie and Raji cook in heaven now, with Mr. Beard, I believe. Recently, the restaurant I co-created in Mount Dora, Florida, 1921 by Norman Van Aken, a short scenic car ride north of Orlando, was honored to perform a dinner there. At this stage of life, I now get to enjoy seeing my young team experience the Beard House as they first walk into the home of the mythic dean of American cooking. I am of a mind that James Beard would still marvel at the strength of our broad fusion of American flavors. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.